To make up for slumping sales tax revenue over the last 4 years, lawmakers have taken money from what's called the Sewer Stabilization Fund. 5 voter referendums determined that that money was to only be used for maintaining water quality. So environmentalists are suing. And they say they're going to try for a 6th voter referendum, demanding that the county pay back the money with interest. Ballone is trying to head this off and make good on his promise that water quality is in fact his top priority. He has been meeting with environmentalists and is considering a range of fixes. Deputy County Executive Justin Myers says one option is a legislative resolution.
In the resolution, it says that the money has to be paid back starting on this date, you know, and laying out the exact payment program. You know, that's a possibility. And in order, if that were to go forward, that would be a legally binding law.
Environmentalists say this could satisfy their concerns, but it depends on how the legislation is written. Richard Amper is executive director of the Pine Barren Society. He's skeptical of more promises, but optimistic that Ballone wants to pay back the money.
The same people that said they wouldn't take the money are the ones that are saying they're going to give it back. If they give it back, the lawsuit and the referendum go away.
A statement released by the legislature says that it is committed to paying back the money, but that it's hard to comment without seeing actual legislation. Charles Lane, WSHU News.